On this community, Clovia, it's all about your vote, your right, your power for Americans. Democratic National Committee Executive Director Patrick Gaspard is joining me on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Clovia. Thank you so much for having me on.
Let's share with our listeners a little bit about President Obama's new immigration policy.
I'm happy to do that. The president is working to make sure that our immigration system is more fair, more efficient, and more just, specifically for young people who are really, at the end of the day, Clovia, low enforcement priorities for law enforcement in this country. That's why the president's always supported the bipartisan DREAM Act. So, as you know, last week, the Department of Homeland Security, after carefully and thoughtfully using and improving its discretion to make choices about who it prosecutes, focusing on criminals who endanger our communities rather than students who earned their education, made a decision that it would not be enforcing a deportation against young people who, through no fault of their own, came to this country with parents who were undocumented, have been here for at least 5 years, are in school now, or serving our country through the military, and who are working to make a positive contribution and give something back to their communities and to society. So as a consequence of that, this action was announced by the DHS, and I made it abundantly clear that it is a start of a robust attempt to try to completely reform the system to make it fair and balanced for immigrants and for Americans alike.
So under this new immigration policy that President Obama announced last week, stopping deportation and began granting work permits for some DREAM Act eligible students, and hopefully we can get all of those students registered to vote.
This action is not a path to citizenship. It's not amnesty. It's not a permanent fix, but you know, it certainly takes these students out of the shadow of deportation. And if they meet certain criteria and don't provide a risk to public safety or to national security, it gives them an opportunity to really participate and engage in this society. And, Clovia, if I could, I'd like to contrast that to the president's opponent, Mitt Romney, who came out some months ago and made it abundantly clear that he intended to veto the bipartisan DREAM Act. He's campaigned with some of the most extreme leading anti-immigrant voices in this country, and he's also not made it clear whether or not he supports the current action by the president, would reverse the action. There's been no political conviction there or policy conviction while the president has done all he can to reduce the number of folks who are coming into this country illegally and at the same time has provided a means where young people who are working hard and playing by all the rules have an opportunity to participate in this society.
The good fight to move forward is on. Election Day is coming up November 6th. Democratic National Committee Executive Director Patrick Gaspard, thank you so much for this information.
Thank you so very much for having me.